Chipper here like he always is. 7 past 2, Newstalk 830, WCCO Vikings win. We'll get to the Twins, maybe even a little Gophers. Chips on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. The number one aspect of the Minnesota Vikings, which has impressed Chip Scoggins the most, is
Sam Darnold.
Okay. You wrote about Sam. It's close, right?
It's close. I thought their defense would be better and faster and more creative, and we're seeing that. I didn't know Sam Darnold would look this good and throw a lead a 99-yard drive on the opener, throw a 97-yard touchdown pass, and really, without all of your top weapons in a kind of a gut check moment yesterday where the lead is 6.
Yep.
San Francisco's got some momentum. You have to have a long drive to get some points or at least, you know, stem the tide. And he takes them on a 14 play drive and 3 conversions on third down, including what I thought was his best throw of the day, the one up the seam to Naylor. He's just, his quarterback rating first 2 games is 111. He's never been over 93 for a season. So, you know, it's a short, small sample size, but I think he's just been more than we could have expected.
I can't argue. I went slightly defense, but if in any way we factor in uncertainty or unexpected or questions, because I'm with you. I thought the defense would be even better. I just love the defense's versatility. Man, oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of reasons why, but let's stay with Darnold. I want to echo everything you said about that drive. You know, the 49ers just jam it down their throat when you can make the debate. I think Warner just made a great play to force a Jones fumble who doesn't fumble much, right? And the Vikings are the game's going to be over. It's 20. If Riker kicks 6 points, 27-7, ball game's over. You know, let's end it. But instead, it's the fumble, and then they go 99 yards. And it's 2014, and that defense has been on the field a long time, and you nailed it. Even if they don't score, you got to get a couple first downs. You have to give the defense an opportunity not only to dial up some different things, but just recuperate.
Yeah.
And those throws, 2 to Powell, 1 to Naylor, plenty of Chandler, plenty of Pro Football Focus. He was only pressured 9 times.
Yeah.
You know, that San Francisco is filled with stars. There's just a lot to like about what's around him. But then all of a sudden, you nailed it. There's no Jones. There's no Hockenson. There's no Jefferson. There's Naylor. And there's just decent guys because they're in the league.
Yeah.
But not loaded up. And that's when you're saying, as we said a few times, he's got to make 4 or 5 throws. When you play, just like against the Texans, when you play the better teams, you can't just be the game manager. And especially, you know, when you had the dumb throw to Warner earlier, and even on that play where 2 guys went in motion, and I don't know what he was throwing to Jones, you're like, wait a second, is Ponder back? But he was composed when he had to be athletic, when he had to make a difficult throw. And you're reminded the skill that guy has. That isn't just a game manager, and I don't want to overreact and say it's Canton time. But he showed a lot of good things yesterday in a very entertaining game.
Well, yeah, and the fact that, you know, Kevin O'Connell trusts him enough early where he's, you know, feet are in the end zone, he's throwing a, you know, that ball had 55 yards of air under it to Justin Jefferson. That tells you the trust he had. But the thing I was impressed with, okay, that was a bad turnover. I mean, you're up 10-0, you got a chance to go up 17-0. I don't want to say the game's over, but Niners are in a tough spot if that happens. And any He said he got too aggressive and tried to put it in there, and Fred Warner is out of this world. He is so good
phenomenal.
As a player. He is amazing. But you know what he did, Chad? He comes back. They go down and score, march it down and score. But they come back and they stay aggressive, and they get a field goal there. And I know it's just a field goal, but I can't tell you how important I thought that was. And when he's doing that 18-yard scramble, you can see it. He looks up at the clock to see how much time he has because he knows he needs to fly and get the timeout. That's savvy. That's the guy who's not thinking about his turnover. And then for him just to keep playing. So, you know, the turnovers were a part of his story, and that's why I think he's on, you know, his 4th team. But the fact that he was able to bounce back, and you're right, no matter what you think of the quarterback, you have to be able to make plays. Like, you can't just mm-hmm. – they can't hide you.
Nope, and not that position.
That was a third and eight where that game could have swung if they don't get that – pick up that first down, and now you're giving it back to San Francisco, and now you've got to feel good, and your defense is tired. And there's three guys, and he sees Naylor, and he makes a split-second decision to throw a back shoulder because normally – both Naylor and Darnold said, normally you're throwing it, you know, topside where the guy can mm-hmm. get it. Well, it's getting picked off if he does that. And so he recognized, I got to throw this backside where only my guy can get it. And to execute that, I mean, that is a big-time throw. And so we're seeing that it's never been about his talent, I don't think. I mean, you look at his arm strength and all that. I mean, he has it. It's just the consistency and avoiding the turnovers. And, yes, you know, the turnover in week one, that was he got hit when his arm was...
Yeah, no, that's not,
That's not his fault. You know, this one, this game, okay, that was a bad throw, a bad decision. But you were seeing a lot more good than that, than the bad. And I'm impressed with how he's handled himself. You know, and go back to with all his skill guys not available and he's trusting other guys. So I think you have to credit Kevin O'Connell, too, for putting him in mm-hmm. a scheme and... a game plan that trusts him and is helping him succeed. And so, and I also think that they have a running game now and they're able to run the ball. And Chandler, I thought, was really good yesterday. Jones is good.
Yep.
This offense can be, when they get healthy, can put up a lot of points because they're going to have a lot more balance and a lot more options with the running game opening up to them.
We mentioned this last week. There is speed all over that field for this team. Right, you know, and
defense. I think defense, Chad, as much as anything.
I that's where I was going to transition, but I mean, I don't want to downplay Jones, Chandler, Naylor, Jefferson. Right, that speed. But then you go to defense. How much would you have wagered if I would have told you after two games Patrick Jones has four sacks?
I know.
I mean, that didn't seem possible, and maybe the numbers aren't there for Grenard, but he's drawn plenty of attention.
Yeah.
Van Ginkel, he wasn't as noticeable as Blake Cashman was yesterday, but he was out there. Cashman was just fantastic. The cornerback options they have, you know, I mentioned this. Kwesi didn't whiff on O'Connell. Whatever role that O'Connell had with the Donatell hire or Kwesi, they got to own that one also. But, man, Kwesi mm-hmm. has made a lot of good moves the last few years, Chip, right? And it's empowering other people and maybe playing off their skill set. But guess what? If he's going to take the crap that you and I gave him for that draft and he earned it, a lot of good things and Flores and all that skill out there. So I don't think he should be forgotten. And, by the way, I wouldn't be shocked sometime in the next month or so there's some announcement on an extension for O'Connell. You saw that with McDaniels already there the same year.
Sure.
Wouldn't shock me.
No, it wouldn't shock me. And it was addressed with Mark Wolf before the season. He said that's not something they're focused on. I'm sure that could change. But I thought Blake Cashman was the best player in defense yesterday. He was everywhere. And I saw him briefly in the locker room yesterday. He's walked back. I was like, I would have loved to have seen how much he ran in that game because he was running all over the field. And I didn't realize he was that fast, sideline to sideline. He can chase guys down. And I don't want to dismiss Kwesi because he's the ultimate guy that picks the roster, but I think you're seeing Brian Flores' imprints on the personnel in terms of Ed Ginkel, Grenard, Blake Cashman. He got more guys that I think fit his system, and I think they trust Flores to say, okay, what do you need? What are you looking for? Who should we? Mm-hmm. And Flores said, this is what I want for my defense. And I just think they're so creative when you look at the way he can use all those personnel, Van Ginkel, Metellus, you know, the way Cashman's moving all over. He's made Pat Jones into a big-time role on this team. They just have a lot of guys that can pressure from all over. And so even a offensive whiz and genius as much as Shanahan is with his scheme, I think Flores got the better of that matchup.
Two of 10 on third downs.
Yeah.
The quote, you know, the video, which you probably saw where Purdy is just looking at him very briefly, your schemes are crazy, man. And Flores just takes off. And I mean, for sure, But I just felt like drawing some attention to Quaison because we're lauding Flores, and we should. We're lauding Darnold, and we should. And Quaison kind of vanishes, and not the traditional football guy. There is a skill set, too, to deferring to people as opposed to saying, this is how we're going to play. We're going to play my way, and you have to accept it. And to me, it seems like he's kind of getting out of the way, feeling like he's trusting O'Connell. He's trusting Flores. You kind of tell me who to go. And again, there's a guy playing quarterback tonight for the Atlanta Falcons. And I think he played here for a while. And maybe he bounces back after last week. But he's going to Philly with Atlanta. And I still think Philly, I know they tanked last year. I still think the Eagles are right in the top two or three for pure talent league. It'll taste even better for Vikings fans at 2-0 if Kirk goes to Philly, as he did a few times with this team, and doesn't play well on a Monday night. There'll be a little bounce in the step tomorrow, too.
Well, it was interesting, the reaction, because O'Connell was he made a quote where he's like, this team's not a joke, and he's clearly paid attention to what outsiders have said about his team. Like, no one's talking about him, predictions. I mean, we included in the game story that, you know, at the Star Tribune, only one of our writers picked him to have a winning record. We're all six, you know, I said 7-10, others said 6-11.
I had him 17-0. I don't know about you.
But I got to be honest with you, so much of that was predicated on the quarterback. It just was, and not knowing. But we also said it was the great unknown about this team, like what version of Sam Darnold are you going to get? And they're getting a very good version of Sam Darnold. Now, can he continue? Yeah, we'll see. But you're seeing why people talked about his talent. And so if you can get that version of Sam Darnold with this defense, it's probably a little bit better in the first couple weeks than I even thought it would be. That's a pretty good mix. And
for sure.
I think yesterday opened some eyes about what this team is, because I think we all thought, it's not going to be that great a season. And who knows? It's two games. But I think it showed you what the potential of this team can be.
I think yesterday changed a lot. And you're right. This is a next week Sunday. It can change fast. But that is a very legit team they beat. Couple more Vikings items, and let's also talk about the Twins. Is this the week the Twins secure their playoff position? Or is this the week the Twins put themselves in deep trouble? More with Chip Scoggins in moments on CCO. One of the texters is talking about Sam Darnold and four-yard passes almost every time. I don't know what game this guy's watching. I mean, you got to be kidding me. The Jefferson throw, the Naylor throw, the Powell throws, there were plenty. There were plenty of this was not just a check down Charlie sort of situation. And you nailed it, too, on just the confidence O'Connell shows him. You know, we see a lot of throws down near the goal line. But to trust his protection, to go with that throw, showed a lot. Now, I do want to point the speed thing out about two aspects of that play. Naylor's speed catching up was startling. He's not the star of the highlight, though. The back judge should be on the Vikings roster today. How about the wheels that guy showed? That was unbelievable.
I didn't notice it in real time.
I didn't either.
I saw the video last night. Did you see the way he pivots full run and backpedal?
Yes.
That was incredible.
I agree.
Put him at the combine, and there's like 20 teams that are drafted that guy. It was unbelievable.
It was fantastic. It was really good. Okay, let's get to the Twins. I did check. Carlos, Royce, and Byron buckle up, all in the lineup. They're all in the lineup. They have Pablo going. And they're going up against Matthew Boyd, who the Twins have faced a bunch of times. You know, he was in Detroit for a long time. He's a lefty. He hasn't had a lot of success. He had Tommy John surgery last year. They only signed him, I think it was maybe end of June. He's got a decent record in the games he's pitched. Cleveland's really good. But here's the thing, considering rotation guys 3, 4, and 5 right now. Richardson can't get to the fifth inning. Festa, it's two times are on the order. Zebby might be one timer on the order. You almost have to win the Pablo Ober games. And you get four Cleveland. You get three Boston. I don't want to say a must win, but if you don't win this game, Chip, this series and this week could get ugly quickly.
Well, that's it. And they can't have bullpen meltdowns. I mean, this is the most important week of their season right now.
Yep.
And they need all the guys back. They need their lineup to hit. They need to have good defense. And you're right. I mean, you start looking at their rotations, like, they can't afford to have a bad outing from Ober or Pablo right now. They just can't, because you can't really trust what you're going to get from the other three. And so this is, you know, they put, I think this will be the 19th time, right?
That's
it. You have your big three in the lineup together, mm-hmm. which is just staggering. I wrote about it over the weekend.
Yes, you did.
About what it means now, but also for the future. But they need Pablo to be great tonight to get him off on the good foot for this week, because it's feels like a make or break week for him, right? I mean, you're, what, 2.5 games up in the wild card, I think it is, going in tonight. So
against two teams, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess two teams. And so they need Pablo to be good. They need Ober to be good. And they need their bullpen when they get to them to not have any kind of meltdowns this week.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the bullpen, because I personally think they've screwed up Varlin the whole year. I think they should have looked at Varlin last year and said, let's just emphasize this. And I get it, right? Because guess who I'm talking about? I just mentioned Richardson, Festa. Yeah. And Zebby, who they didn't even think was an option, okay? You know, so I get that. But if you find someone who's as dominant as Varlin was last year, and I get he wants to start. He doesn't, I mean, he gets to say, but at the end, man, when you can get another guy in the bullpen, and I just think, it's not guaranteed, because he's getting lit up right now, and maybe he would have. But, man, if you had told him all offseason, spring training, you're going to be our sixth, seventh guy. And, by the way, the way starters go now, sixth and seventh innings matter so much, because their bullpen, I mean, okay, let's say there's a scenario, maybe it's even tonight. Pablo goes seven innings. Jax gives you the eighth. It's one-run game. Do you trust Duran now as much as you have? Now, he's mainly been pretty good closing and pretty atrocious in the non-closing games. But I think last year you trusted Duran a lot more than now, don't you?
No matter what,
yeah.
Well, it is hard, because obviously, I mean, the pitcher always wants to be the starter, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
That's where the money is. That's where all that. And it's just harder to find. I mean, so you don't want to. But I look at Griffin Jax. He really wanted to be a starter. And now he's one of the premier relievers in baseball. You look at the dominance that he's had this year. He's bought into it. I think he probably resisted it when they went to him initially, because, you know, there's this perception that, well, I failed as a starter, so I'll go to the bullpen. Well, if you can get past that, you can find some tremendous value, and hopefully, I don't study the contracts, but I got to imagine the salary increases have been in line with the, you know, importance of guys having guys on the back end. So, yeah, I understand what they've done with Varlin, but they, you know, they just had too many guys down the stretch here falter, and Duran's been one of them. And so they just can't afford to have those right now. I mean, their margin of error is so thin. It just feels like this past month, Chad, it just feels like a team that's beaten down in different ways, whether it's guys that are injured, starting pitching you can't really trust, the bullpen has had some issues, and maybe they're overworked. It's just been a bad vibe. And so let's see if they can somehow find a spark with having their full lineup back this week and kind of get the thing turned back the other way.
All right, I'm late here because I want to get to a former Secret Service agent and the big story involving the former president. But 20 seconds. Does it seem too early for the Gophers to be playing Iowa?
I like it at the end of the season, but it always feels like it's better when it's, you know, late in the year. But yeah, this will be cool, too. I mean, the sooner we can talk about invalid fair catch and have the fan bases yelling, sure, let's do it.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
Chipper with us every Monday.